We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
85-66 over number 19 Northwestern, 82-57 over 16th-ranked Minnesota, 77-54 over number 9 Wisconsin. I'm sure by now many of you have seen or heard the stat that ESPN flashed up at the end of Tuesday's telecast. No team has ever won three straight games over ranked teams by 19-plus points. Well, at least until now. Michigan has done just that. And while the first two were impressive, this one resonates. This one raises eyebrows everywhere. With all due respect to the Wildcats and the Gophers, two teams who absolutely deserve to be ranked when those games took place, those teams were not supposed to be Big Ten contenders and probably will not be by the end of the season. Why is this one different? Well, ever since we finally flipped to our thoughts of this coming season and the season we're in now, as opposed to thinking about what could have been last year with the abrupt ending of the season, Wisconsin has always been pegged a Big Ten contender. They were all offseason. They have been so far this season, and despite Tuesday's game, they will continue to be contenders, likely until the very end. Over the last 10 months, each week feels like a year at times. I mean, the new hot topic, the new challenge, the new storyline, whether it's in sports or elsewhere, it seems like it's here one moment and gone the next. And I think the first two games during this streak, 19-point win over Northwestern, 25-point win over Minnesota, will fall into that trap. But it will be almost impossible for any college basketball fan, anyone who followed Tuesday's game, to forget about what they saw or what they heard about. That's a performance that jumps off the screen while it's happening, and I know it did on Tuesday, and it will continue to jump off the resume until the field of 68 is set. We've got a full breakdown, plus Isaiah Livers, Juwan Howard, and Terry Mills coming up here on this 11-0 version of Defend the Block.
We're talking Michigan basketball. Welcome to Defend the Block, where we'll take you inside the basketball programs with interviews, analysis, and so much more. Now, here's your host, Brian Bush.
Oh, how fun was that? How fun was that? A dominant performance for the Wolverines. Now, having the right mindset doesn't necessarily guarantee you a win or season-long success or championships, of course, but it certainly helps a great deal. This Michigan team seems to have that. This quote from Isaiah Livers made its rounds in advance of Tuesday's game with the Badgers.
Obviously, be happy, clap for it, applaud. We worked really hard for it, but it's not the end. Coach Howard had a wonderful thing he said after the game was, yeah, we're 10-0, but it doesn't stop here. Our goal wasn't to be 10-0. Our goal was to win championships, and I feel like it's heading the right track. Last year, guys could have just fell off maybe just a little bit by just, you know, thinking about the national ranking. Everybody, we had a great start to our season. Some guys could have got complacent, but coaching staff and everybody, even players, telling each other, like, don't get complacent.
Yeah, that 10-0 start, I mean, it'd be easy for this team to have seen that Michigan climb in the rankings. It'd be easy for them to hear about and listen to all how things are going great. talking about how great everything is. I mean, I don't know about you, but I mean, this pandemic has increased my screen time a bit, a lot of extra time to look at your devices. But not only did this team refuse to put too much stock into a 10-0 start, they came out desperate. It kind of felt like they were 0-10, like they were playing for their season's life, right? I mean, heck, Michigan was the more desperate team in the second half, and they went into halftime up 40-23, fresh off a 14-0 run. You know, every team starts the season with the desire of winning a championship, but it requires so much to get there. One of the things at the very top of the list, that correct mindset, the core values, the right approach. This team has all that and then some, and that's as big of a reason as any is why they're 11-0. So I normally break down a few things here. I've had this issue a few times in recent games. I mean, who the heck do you highlight individually? I mean, Franz Wagner recorded his third career double-double. He was a menace defensively as well. Mike Smith led the way in scoring. He once again showed why his addition to this ball club has just been massive. It has allowed that backcourt to settle in, and Eli Brooks was so great defensively again on Tuesday. Look at Hunter Dickinson picking his spot, surpassing 11 points for his 11th time in 11 tries collegiately. But Isaiah Livers, who you heard there a bit ago, he had his fingerprints all over this game, and he's had his fingerprints all over this season. The early offensive barrage, some great defense, and we'll hear from Juwan Howard in a bit. Just outstanding leadership. I mean, Livers could have easily come into this season hunting shots, looking to pad those stats. I mean, he wants to play in the NBA, and he will play in the NBA. But this is an NBA player with an NBA mentality, even if he might not have the type of stats that would jump off the page as a senior in college. Isaiah has grown so much, and maybe with his voice more so than most aspects of his game on the floor. I don't think we'll ever see someone who with as strong of a voice, of a leadership role, of a this is my team mentality as Xavier Simpson. I mean, he was as close to a program-defining player as you have. He was the heartbeat. But that doesn't have to be the case. You don't need that. Xavier had an incredible career, but you can't force that. Isaiah and Xavier's personalities are so different. Isaiah has led his way. He's done it on and off the floor, and Tuesday was a great example. It was not his biggest offensive game. 13 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. That's not going to be something you're going to look at down the road this season and go, boy, Isaiah really took that game over statistically, didn't he? But he's got 3 straight games of 3-plus assists. His defense has improved so much from a year ago. And again, he is the leader on this ball club, and we saw that again on Tuesday. Lastly, yeah, I keep talking about Michigan's ability to cut off an opponent's most important characteristics, its most important keys to a game. You know, against Northwestern, the 3-point shot on both ends, and then Pete Nance. And well, against Minnesota, it was Marcus Carr and Liam Robbins. Michigan conquered all of those things pretty emphatically. Tuesday, it was 3-point shooting and turnovers. Wisconsin came in shooting better than 41% from deep. They were 9 of 28. That's 32%. And the Badgers averaged 8.2 turnovers a game, second best nationally. It wasn't a huge increase. Badgers committed 10, but Michigan exploited almost every one. They scored 15 points off those 10 turnovers, 7 turnovers in the first half when the game was still in doubt, leading to 11 points. And the thing is, none of those turnovers, especially in the first half, were egregious Wisconsin mistakes. That team's too veteran. They're too experienced. They're not going to have many of those. You hear sometimes a team committed a turnover or a defense forced a turnover. Those were forced with some real oomph behind them. Michigan forced those turnovers with better execution, better energy, a want-to attitude that stayed there the entire game. And when it was plus 40, I mean, that's tough to do. And Michigan was playing as if it were plus 4 or minus 4 or even minus 40. It was just a tremendous effort. So a lot of fun on Tuesday night at Chrysler Center. You know, Terry Mills has been doing this now for almost a decade on the radio with Matt Shepard and now with me. And there were some times and breaks we just kind of looked at each other and it's like, man, how is this happening? You knew Michigan had a chance. They came in as Vegas favorites, as KenPom favorites. They were 10-0. But to be leading at one point by 40 against Wisconsin, Just incredible. I mean, Terry and I, for a little while, we kind of ran out of description. We ran out of words, and boy, that's a good thing. Here were some of Terry's thoughts after the ball game, a Wolverines win over the Badgers, 77-54.
Wisconsin came in with five KenPom top 50 wins. They were tied for the most nationally in that category with a few other teams, including Illinois in the Big Ten. So they've been battle-tested, a little bit more so schedule-wise than Michigan. But I think we did see this ball club's potential show, not necessarily in the wins, but in the style of wins, how much they beat some of these teams by Northwestern, Minnesota, etc. But to do this against that team, I mean, it's as impressive of a win as I've seen in the regular season by this program in a long time.
Yes, it is. And you know what? I've watched Wisconsin play several times, and I know what they're capable of doing, but you know, Michigan just imposed their will on this Wisconsin team and just didn't let up. I mean, they took away the things that they love to do. You know, I mean, Wisconsin was trying to run offense. Michigan was making sure they were bumping cutters, making sure that they were being felt. And I tell you what, they wore on this Wisconsin team all game long.
It ended up being a 41-6 run from the late stages of the first half into almost the midway point of the second half. Just the ability, you said this in that second half, Michigan treated that like it was a tied game coming out, even though they were rolling. And it felt like they had more urgency than the team that was getting blown out.
Yeah, and you know what? I think the coaching staff probably, you know, put this team up against and say, hey, I'm going to challenge you, and this is the challenge that – you know, I remember playing on teams and you'll go in and you'll put a number on the board and the number could be 40. Yep. Hey, that's how many points we want to give them. And that's got our goal. And I think that, you know, Michigan came out and just, man, I ran out of words, man, because I was just really waiting on Wisconsin to put a run together.
Sure.
Because, I mean, they're just such a great team that, you know, you just expected them to make a run and maybe we need a timeout or something like that. But it never happened.
Time now for our efficient performance of the game powered by DTE Energy. For me, it's the defense. Wisconsin musters just 31% shooting it, and it wasn't like it was one extended significant drought. They just didn't get anything going the entire game. Michigan overwhelmed them. Dimitri Trice made some shots late, but this was a suffocating defensive effort.
Yeah, I mean, suffocating. I mean, there was points in this ball game where I'm watching them and they just could not get a shot. You know, even if they wanted to take a bad shot, they just couldn't get it off. You know, just, you know, if they could have took a one-handed shot and threw it at the rim, that would have been good enough, but they just couldn't find a shot at all.
That was our efficient performance of the game powered by DTE Energy. If you want to learn how to be efficient at home like the Wolverines, go to DTEinteractiveHome.com to find out how. Coming into this game, Michigan had said, hey, 10-0, that's not what we're here for. It's a nice start. The same thing about this, 11-0. There's going to be a lot of people patting Michigan on the back saying, hey, you guys are great. And this team very well might be great. You've been on some great teams. How do you keep away from that, especially this year where, I don't know about you, my screen time's up this year because there's not a whole lot to do. How do they ignore that?
Well, you know what? They've got a lot right now. Back in my day, we didn't have Twitter. We didn't have Instagram,
true,
Facebook. So I think that give Coach Howard and his staff a lot of credit for kind of balancing that out, if you will, because, you know, sometimes you could hear things or see things that you don't necessarily want to hear. But as long as this team continues to win, hey, that's what it's all about. And I think their goals are long-term. They're not, let's just win a game or, you know, coming in, everyone wants to win a national championship. But, you know, you want to win any championship you can along the way. And start off with the Big Ten championship. Hey, you put yourself in the driver's seat. You just got to continue to win ball games and everything else to take care of itself.
How fun was that? Wow.
Man, that's a lot of fun, man. No sweaty palms whatsoever. And, you know, it was just, man, you was able to sit back, man. Only thing we didn't have was popcorn.
Would have made the broadcast pretty darn interesting.
Right.
Maybe next time.
Terry Mills on the Wolverines' 11th straight win to begin this regular season. Talked about Isaiah Livers and what he brings to this team both on and off the floor. Always enjoy his insight, and he joined us to talk about this victory for the Wolverines.
Isaiah, before this game, you were asked about the 10-0 start, and you had discussed that, hey, we haven't done anything yet. You applaud for it, you're happy about it, but there's more to do. You've been a part of the 7-0 start last year, the 17-0 start 2 years ago. How has this team handled its success in comparison to what you've seen in your first two times doing this?
You kind of see a similarity. guys are young. We got some other vets on the team, so it's kind of a good balance. Got some young guys, got some older guys. Got the older guys leading the way for the younger guys, especially like me, Eli, Austin. We've been a part of all two of those teams that you mentioned, and it shows. It's the culture that me, Eli, Austin are building for the young guys, and everybody's following. And we even have walk-ons that are vets too that have been a part. So everybody knows what winning feels like.
Yeah, Isaiah, very impressive by the way you came out and the way you block out all the noise. You know, I'm one of your biggest fans, and don't nobody know how you put the work in. And I get here 2.5 hours before, you know, game time, and you're out here working on your game and getting ready. And tell you what, did you kind of want to get started fast in this ball game?
Oh, yeah. We know how Wisconsin plays. They plan to play like Coach Howard mentioned earlier, like kind of like the San Antonio Spurs. So we can't let them get comfortable. We wanted to come out and hit them in the mouth. Obviously, we're not trying to punch them in the mouth, but we're trying to come out and hit first, you know what
right.
I mean? So just get that start, let them know that we're trying to dominate the game early.
And that happened. I mean, the defensive performance. We've seen a lot of good ones with you on this ball club and before your time. Just how strong defensively do you think you guys performed today?
Man, today was probably one of our best defensive performances, if I may add. But it's kind of similar. It's similar to that sophomore year, that 17-0 start that we had. The defense was there. But I think this team is a lot more deeper, and a lot more guys have more trust to go out there and just play their own basketball and not have to worry about anything. And so it's kind of free out there. Coach Howard, you know, he lets us go play, but obviously you have rules and strict instructions that you have to follow. And everybody's, like he's just said, everybody's in. Everybody's all in. Everybody's bought into the culture. And once we all buy into the culture, you know, I still think there's another step to our defense, if I may add. But other than that, it's just guys got to keep working.
Yeah, Zay, I know you're kind of very boisterous in that locker room. What did you tell your team after this win? What was your message to him?
Man, good win. Like Coach Howard says, we celebrate tonight. The next day, you know, me and personally, I'm going to watch film. I'm going to see where we can get better at, you know, try to communicate with the coaching staff and just get ready for our next game, which is Saturday at Minnesota.
And lastly, Mike Smith leads the way with 16 points. He had 6 assists.
Mm.
That noise is what we were doing up here sometime during this game. I mean, how has he been able to acclimate to not just this team, but a completely different role from what he had in his first 3 collegiate seasons?
Obviously, he was at Columbia. He was the man. He was a bucket. He was told that he had to be the number one scorer. But he knew coming to Michigan, him and Coach Howard, he even communicated with me. We got talent on this team, so it's not going to be 15, 20 shots a night. As you see, he had 6 assists, so he's buying into the culture of the point guard. Xavier led the way last year with our assist as a point guard, head of the snake, our leader. And Mike, you kind of see a similar Mike. Mike is getting comfortable now, which is very scary for other teams. Once Mike gets comfortable, it's all 5 of us. Obviously, we all can shoot. And then that next platoon that I'd like to say is coming in, they all can shoot, they all can score, they all can defend, most importantly. And I don't know, I'm really happy with where we're at right now. We're going to keep building.
Been really fun to watch. Isaiah, as always, we appreciate how insightful you are. Looking forward to Saturday.
Thank you, guys. You guys stay safe.
Here's Isaiah Livers, who really is the leader on this ball club, one of many. Something that Juwan Howard has encouraged his team to be. Have your own voice. Everyone has that on this team. Be a leader. Everyone can lead. Well, it's working. And then some for this ball club. 11 straight wins, a domination over Wisconsin. And here's the head coach after the Wolverines won it on Tuesday night.
Coach, leading into this game, you said, to clean it up a little bit for radio, you wanted this team to be a kick-butt defensive team. How did your ball club take that step, another step toward that here tonight?
Man, they're getting better and better, man. And I really have to commend them for the buy-in, but more importantly, just working hard from start to finish. And it's hard. It's going to take a lot of energy and effort. The times you're going to get tired, and it's beautiful to see that, like, you know, guys are asking for a sub to come out because they're playing so damn hard. And the next guy that's coming in is going to bring the energy. And it's not like it's stopping there. You know, it's every guy, all hands on deck, is doing their job. And it's just inspiring to watch.
Yeah, Coach, points off turnovers. I mean, you were able to force Wisconsin into 10 turnovers, and they don't turn the ball over like that. They only turn it over 8. And, what does that say to your defense that seemed like they were dialed in all game long?
Activity. activity, okay. man, and being disruptive. You know, there's a team, very good ball club that is patient. They're going to work you down all the way to the end of the shot clock. They want you to relax, make a mistake. But our guys, we watched a lot of film. We talked it through as practice and practice and practice and showed it on film again and a lot ton of film. But the conversations has been great. And just to see that, you know, each and every guy, when it comes to the scouting report, is doing their job on what it takes to give us the best chance to win.
Your team finishes with a 14-0 run in that first half. Wisconsin scores a quick bucket, and then you guys go on an even longer surge. What was that message at halftime to keep your team as the aggressor? And it felt like the more desperate team, even though you were leading.
Well, I mean, you know, you can't relax with a great team like Wisconsin and other teams, just in general. You know, we can't scoreboard watch 0-0, but it's a time to make adjustments. And the adjustments that, you know, we made, they were good adjustments, but more importantly, what helped us is that our guys came out and not, you know, walk around or scoreboard watching and thinking that, you know, the game is won. We knew we had 20 more minutes to play, and it wasn't going to be an easy 20 minutes.
Yeah, Coach, I know as a former player, you know, you kind of take ownership, and I think players take ownership. When you got a big lead like that, you kind of write a number on the board, you know, and that number could have been, we don't want to give them but 50 points from here on out. You know, was something like that set, or was something like that said amongst the team?
Well, we have a goal defensively, and we met our goals, and that goal was written on the board, and, you know, that is about, you know, what our team defensive identity is all about, and you know, our guys understand it, and you know, just the click, and at times when you see, you know, the numbers, and numbers don't lie. You continue to keep buying in and doing your job, you know, good things are going to happen.
Yeah, Coach, I've seen where you had a big lead and you were all over Jaren Falls about getting that hook to fall. What did you see? Why wasn't that hook falling there?
Well, Jaren Falls, you know, he's pretty darn good on that low block. And, you know, all the work that we put in, you know, in player development, and then just watching him as he is competing against Austin and Hunter. And then also against John Teske last year, like Jaren Foles he's like the MVP in practice.
Okay.
And those hooks are normally going in every time. And I was totally shocked just to see, you know, he had really good looks at the basket, but he kept short arming it. And I was teasing him about that. And also I was teasing Hunter about, like, yo, Hunter, you need to be out there so he can score with you.
Right.
Lastly, Coach, we talked to Isaiah here just a bit ago, and you know, he was vocal about that 10-0 start. We talked about it in pregame that, you know, it's good, but it's just a start. We've seen him find his voice off the court with everything that's gone on from a social justice perspective, and we've seen it on the floor with what he's done offensively and defensively. What did you see from him tonight to kind of keep pushing that envelope, and what have you seen all year long?
Leadership. You know, I'll just sum it up in one word, leadership. And it's leadership that, you know, doesn't just happen when you are leading. Leadership comes also when you're down and by 10. And so I've heard his voice throughout the season. I've heard his voice in practice. And he also knows that, you know, he has a coach that don't allow him to get away with not doing the little things. Accountability is real within our culture. And so I'm just proud of, you know, the great job that Isaiah and others have been doing with the leadership.
Heck of a job, heck of a win, Coach. We appreciate the time.
Thank you, guys. Stay safe.
Let's wrap it up with our highlight recap. Michigan was dominant. Terry and I got excited. Rob Joyce is here to break it all down. Rob?
As we look back at the highlights of this one, Michigan coming in off back-to-back top 25 wins tonight faced a third straight ranked team in number 9 Wisconsin. And early on, the story was the Wolverine pressure against a team averaging only 8 turnovers a game in the Badgers. Franz Wagner a steal and score early, then Isaiah Livers out in transition.
Down with 10 on the timer. Dickinson poked it away. It goes to the right wing. Brooks jumps down on the deck to corral it, taking it from Trice. Up ahead now, Livers, right wing, contested three. Bang! Michigan up 11-5. The Eli Brooks hustle leads to the Michigan three from Isaiah Livers.
Initial media timeout, it was 11-8 Michigan. The lead seesawed between one and two possessions pretty much until the midway point of the first half, when it was 18-17 Wolverines, Wisconsin. Couple of chances to tie or take the lead, but Michigan held serve and then punched back for good. First and 8-2 spurt, capped by a Brandon Johns three. With Michigan spreading the wealth in the first half, eight players got in and all eight scored. And that's the fun on offense. Defensively, Wolverines dialed up the pressure against a team averaging, again, just eight turnovers a game in Wisconsin. Michigan wreaked havoc to go up double figures.
Handoff Trice. He loses the handle. Smith comes up with it. He'll drive and he'll lay it in. Michigan by a dozen. Back-to-back turnovers for touchdowns. And Greg Gard desperately needs a timeout.
Smith getting going early, seven first half points, but the run was only getting started at this point as Michigan went into halftime on a huge high, again keyed by Smith.
Not that he needed Coach Howard to call it. He kind of knows the tempo of the ball game.
Step back three. Smith from the point is pure. Oh, he wanted that one and could taste it. Michigan a 14-0 run. They're up by 17 on the ninth-ranked team in the nation.
And that 14-0 run would end the half. Wisconsin didn't score in the last 6 minutes. In the first half, made just 3 of 14 three-point attempts, and Michigan would go into halftime up 40-23. So coming out of the locker room, Wisconsin, the first points of the second half, they get a three-point play. Maybe the start of something? Michigan says no. Emphatically.
Step back long to Trice. No good. Rebound Wagner. Up ahead Brooks. Right pocket a triple try. Yes! Oh, Blackjack 21 for the Wolverines. They're up 47-26 on the Badgers.
That up the lead to 21, and that was part of a 7-0 run that only grew from there. Wolverines just devastatingly effective. Essentially put it out of reach with 15:30 to play. Tonight's Call of the Game brought to you by the sports medicine experts at Michigan Medicine as Mike Smith provides the dagger.
Oh, Michigan, 11 straight. 25 of the last 28. Left wing Livers around a Dickinson hedge. Give right wing Smith an in-rhythm three. Oh. You betcha! Oh, it's 54-26. Timeout, Greg Gard. Surprised it took that long.
Tonight's Call of the Game brought to you by Michigan Medicine. Learn how U of M sports medicine experts can help you stay in the game at uofmhealth.org/sportsmedicine. For the second straight game, the run wouldn't end. Michigan would go on a 20-0 run, but even at 20-0, it didn't end.
Wagner straight up to shoot. He'll work to the right wing. Kick into the corner, Livers. Ponders a three. Now he'll drive. Shut off. Backing down against Ford now. Still dribbling with a left hand. Will he set him up for that fade? Yes, he will. And it rattled out. Oh. But an offensive board and a stuff from Sean D. Brown. 22 straight. Oh, Michigan is pummeling the Badgers.
Sean D. Brown, 7 points. None more emphatic than that. That capped the run. Go back to the first half. A 36-3 surge over a 13-minute span that turned a 3-point Michigan lead into a 36-point lead. By the time the run ended, it was 62-26. Again, 62-26. Wolverines with 12 minutes to go. In this time, Wisconsin made 1 of 18 shots, and somehow the lead momentarily got worse. It peaked at 40 points, and now we're in the throes of garbage time. The Badgers finally start to cut into that deficit. They go on a 9-0 run. The only real drama the last 10 minutes would be how much the final margin would be. For the third straight game, all against ranked foes, Juwan Howard empties the bench in the final 4 minutes, and that final margin is 23. Michigan 77, Wisconsin 54.
I hope you had as much fun following along with this one as Terry and I had calling it. It was an absolute blast. Michigan is 11-0. They take down the Badgers on Tuesday night. Thanks to, as always, Terry Mills, to Isaiah Livers, to Juwan Howard, to Rob Joyce, and most importantly to all of you for joining us. Can't wait for Saturday, Michigan and Minnesota coming up from the barn, 1:30 pregame along the network, 2 o'clock for the tip-off. If you're wondering how you can best sync up our broadcast, we've gotten that question here and there. Go to syncmygame.com. Very easy instructions on how you can lock in the radio broadcast with a television broadcast on mute. We'll show you there on syncmygame.com if you want to follow along and enjoy Terry and my call of, starting this Saturday, Michigan and Minnesota. Also, good luck to Michigan women's basketball. Still the only Division I school with undefeated men's and women's basketball programs, the University of Michigan. The women going for a 10-0 start. They're already on a program record start of 9 consecutive wins to begin the season. They are at Wisconsin coming up on Thursday night. So good luck to Kim Barnes-Rico and company as they go for win number 10. That's it for me, Brian Bush. Oh, what a blast it was. Only thing missing was all of you inside Chrysler Center. That place would have been humming with 12,000 plus. Until next time, thank you so much for listening, and go Blue.
Thanks for listening to today's edition of Defend the Block, part of our Michigan Athletics Podcast Network, MGo Blue Podcasts. The preceding is a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.